and later the host of Conservative Talk Radio, has become a silent key. We hear more about him from Travis Lisk in 3ILS.
Jim Quinn, W3VEX, got his start on the professional side of radio at KQVAM as a top 40 DJ, and later with the giant WTAE. In the years that followed, his broadcast career delivered roles as a morning DJ on other music stations during the rise of FM Top 40 radio. Moving later to WPGB-FM, Jim became a co-host of a conservative radio talk show. He was a well-known voice on the air, particularly among Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania listeners. Jim became a silent key on Sunday, March 30th. No cause of death was immediately given. In all, he had more than four decades in commercial radio, from Pennsylvania to Cleveland, to New York City and upstate Buffalo, New York. His amateur radio career lasted even longer, according to his page on QRZ.com. Jim was first licensed as a teenager while living in his native New Jersey. He was 82. This is Travis Lisk and 3ILS.
Hams in Arizona are grieving the loss of one of their own, a well-regarded member of the Mingus Mountain Repeater Group. We hear more about him from Ralph Scolacci, KK6-ITB.
It took very little time for Dan Crouch, KF7DC, to find a home with the Mingus Mountain Repeater Group in Arizona. Not long after he got his license in 2012, he found his way there and soon became part of the Mingus Mountain Roundtable. He served as a moderator of the roundtable for many years. Dan became a silent key during the weekend of March 15th. He was a full-time minister for more than 50 years, serving for 20 years at the Fountain of Life Community Church in Prescott Valley. In announcing his death on Facebook, Patrick Brower, N7ATG, vice president of the Mingus Mountain Repeater Group, recalled the prayers and strength Dan was able to provide for others, especially when members of the ham radio community or their families experienced a loss. This is Ralph Squillaci, KK6-ITB.
Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the W8WKY repeater in Doylestown, Ohio, on Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. local time, right before the weekly SARA Net at 8 p.m.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds. Played by KE6GVK.